And that's all we got for today's July 21st show regarding recent events. But here, for those who have the endurance and the nostalgia, is a flashback to May 29th, 2008. That's 11 years ago, more or less. What do we got on that show? Well, there's a phone interview from Michelle Awaken updating her analysis of homeless RV dwellers in Sonoma, Santa Cruz, and Santa Barbara counties. That's a current issue, which, as you may remember, Alicia Kuhl of the Santa Cruz County Homeless Advocates and an activist in the Ross Camp lawsuit has been pursuing quite vigorously, not just in terms of any lawsuits or hoping that laws get passed, which they aren't in Santa Cruz, or police policies get changed, which they aren't. Although there is a state law that is coming up for passage, which is incurring some opposition, as I think I mentioned earlier in the show, by bureaucrats and the bigot enablers in the city council, and I should say city government, such as Tina Schull, who is now Tina Friend. She uses the name of her husband, and she's up in Scotts Valley, where she now city manages and are a city mangler, I like to call her, insofar as how homeless people are treated. There's an RV liberalization law at the state level, which is concerned with eliminating the 72-hour law, or at least modifying it so that you can't go after people in their vehicles with endless tickets, as Chief Mills enforcement enthusiast Joe Habe has been doing in Santa Cruz for years. In any case, that's going to be happening. We're going to be looking back at the scene back in 2008. There are going to be interviews with witnesses of Sergeant Lamas's May 9th, 2008 assault on the elderly Donna Dice near her RV, where he fractured her arm, and her crime was smoking a joint, I believe, or the suspicion of smoking a joint. He's now a lieutenant, Lieutenant Lamas. As far as I know, he never suffered any disciplinary consequences, certainly no prosecution for assault, which a normal person who did what Lamas did would have suffered. And he's one of the fair-haired boys, sort of. He gets the Butchie Baker Award, so to speak. Baker was the cop who was shot dead in a fumbled home arrest, but who had previously harassed countless homeless people, as well as been accused by 10 women of sexually molesting them back in 1992. But nonetheless, there's a big statue in his honor, his and Elizabeth Baker's butler's honor, up at the police department. Anyway, you're going to hear about then Sergeant Lamas's May 9th assault on Donna Dice, with the interviews with some witnesses. There'll be some street interviews at the Wednesday Drum Circle, which at that time was at the farmer's market and was under attack by Sergeant Michael Harms, since retired, I believe. Maybe not. Maybe he's still around. The farmer's market drum circle was driven away and replaced by the concrete expansion of the commercialized area. And, of course, it's now under assault as a site for the library, crouched into a five-story parking garage proposal that Cynthia Matthews is pushing with her Downtown Forward group. You're also going to be hearing a discussion of Vet Thomas Goodwin's case, fighting discrimination at the Santa Cruz Vets Hall. Vets Hall used to be much more open, both to vets and to members of the public. Try to use the bathroom in the Vets Hall, and good luck. I haven't heard a lot of reports lately, but I haven't heard positive reports either. It used to be open to the public. Street interviews on the Women's Crisis Center. There's a report from Brian Parquette, who I haven't seen much around lately, but who was active in providing regular street reports in those days. There's Pondering Patty on the Street Scene. I read the poem War Immemorial Day. I believe it was either a poem or a story, No Peace for a Militarized U.S. by Bill Quigley. That's a counterpunch story. And finally, we're going to hear discussion with Linda LeMaster about the political campaign of Superior Court judge who actually failed, Stephen Wright, who was, he had the original sin of being born an attorney, or I should say getting into the attorney gig, but some attorneys are less bad than other attorneys, and that those kinds of distinctions are sometimes important. But, of course, it's always important to remember the privilege of attorneys seems to be a fundamental defect regardless of how good they try to be. I found that in the decades of working with defense attorneys, some of whom are very fine individuals. So that's it for the May 29th flashback. Enjoy it. And if you want to get in touch with your own reports on what's going on outside, what you think needs to be broadcast that isn't getting broadcast or at least streamed, we're not broadcasting yet, and I encourage you to keep looking for a 10x10 space for our studio. That will enable us to take calls, enable us to have an expanded staff, where our staff, of course, are the people who pay the rent. We don't pay a staff. We've never paid. We pay in order to get the space. But you will get a $300 reward if you find us a 10x10 space where we can go to. It doesn't have to be indoors even. It can be outdoors. But we need access to electricity, internet, and a bathroom somewhere. Nice to be near a bus line, too, so low-income broadcasters can get there. If you got a bike, you can get there, too. You'll get $300 if you can find us a space for a year. We're still offering that reward, so consider it. And also, we're looking for a place to put up our antenna. That will enable us to get back on the air and be broadcasting with our thumb up the nose of the Federal Communications Commission, because the airwaves belong to all of us, not to a small privileged group of wealthy corporate folks. Keep that in mind. So enjoy the flashback, and if you have any reports between times, give me a call at 831-423-4833. 831-423-HUFF, H-U-F-F. That's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. And you can also come to our meetings and those of Conscience in Action, the joint meetings, or the actually subsequent meetings, first Conscience in Action and then HUFF, starts at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays at the Sub Rosa Cafe. That's at 703 Pacific, next to the Bike Church, 11 a.m. And bring your thoughts, bring your friends, and bring your willingness to take action and move beyond talk to activate conscience. Then we will truly have conscience in action.